This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.
Rev up those engines because it's time for
the Indian Motorcycle of San Diego Radio.
At Indian Motorcycle of San Diego, located off of Claremont Mesa Boulevard, they have a huge passion about the industry. Their goal is to help you experience all the joys, freedom, independence, and life-changing experience that a quality Indian motorcycle can bring. They follow a customer-first showroom and are 100% dedicated to serving their customers. They create a long-term relationship and work to exceed any customer's expectations in every aspect. Whether you are a seasoned rider, a first-timer, or slightly interested in getting onto a motorcycle, tune in and enjoy
the Indian Motorcycle of San Diego Radio.
Here's your host, Dave Stahl.
Yeah, you're killing me, bud. That this is San Diego Indian Motorcycle, FM 96.1, AM 1170. The answer, we got Dalton in the house. And I'm telling you, we're going to have ourselves a rocking show. 2024 is starting out huge for you guys.
Oh, yeah. We got plenty of bikes rolling in.
Hey, what's this I hear you have a YouTube channel?
So we do have a San Diego Indian Motorcycle YouTube channel. We've got lots of breakdown videos on there. We've got this podcast we put up on the YouTube channel as well.
Okay, all right. Well, anytime you want to Facebook Live or do a camera, you're more than welcome to do that. I'll turn the lights on so people can see us. But no, but 2024 I think is going to be a great year for Indian Motorcycle. I know there's new models coming out. We can't talk about them as yet, but they're on the way, because that's one thing Indian does, is they really dig into not only their dealer network, but they also dig into their consumer base just to find out what is it you and the consumer's looking for to make the bikes bigger, badder, faster, and better looking.
Well, that's my favorite part about working for Indian. You know, Indian actually listens and provides. Yeah. They deliver a bike that's ready to go right out of the box.
And by the way, there are manufacturers that don't do that. Pull that guy a little bit closer to you. You can take that cone thing off if you want.
Oh, okay.
That thing, who knows?
There we go.
And you're right. You know, this is kind of your first, you know, foray into motorcycle management, right?
Yeah, going around. I mean, before motorcycles, you know, it was all software. Then before that, I was a Marine for 4.5 years.
Congratulations. Thank you for your service.
Appreciate it.
And still ain't letting your hair grow long, huh?
It's getting there. Yeah. It's a work in progress. It's up on the hat.
Yeah, but isn't it nice when you don't have to mess with it?
Oh, yeah. I woke up, didn't have to do a dang thing.
That's
put the
right.
hat on, walked out the door.
See? Works like a champ.
Yeah.
Threw your leg over your Indian, and away you went.
Oh, yeah.
It's a little chilly this morning, isn't it?
It actually feels pretty good compared to how it was this last week.
Yeah, no kidding. So, you know, like I said, it's an exciting time. I was hoping you were going to bring, what's his name, the kid that rode, had a rental?
Brighton.
Yeah, I told him. I said, talk to Dalton. Come on in Sunday. How long did he rent that thing for?
Oh, he had that. That wasn't Brighton. That was our friend Sean.
So yeah,
Sean,
yeah.
Sean had that bike for
a month.
I mean, he had it for a good 3 weeks, about almost a month.
Well, because he. Oh, maybe he was picking it up last month when were.
Oh, he's dying to get on one. You gotta talk to this guy. He wants we have a model motorcycle called the Sport Chief. So the Sport Chief, essentially, triangular tube steel frame, dual rear shocks. You get the Ride Command module in the. On the handlebars, you actually have a bar and riser set up for the first time on a Chief.
Now, what do you mean by bar and riser for folks that are not motorcycle?
So a bar and riser setup, essentially, you have a bar that leads up to a next set of bars, so you can adjust the height as you go. So if you're not as comfortable with the 8-inch setup, you can maybe go to a 10-inch setup. Or if you're a taller guy like me, you might want something like 14 inches. You know, that's something that can be offered, you know, either OEM or aftermarket on that bike, but it's cool too because you get a nice quarter fairing up front. I mean, this that guy's in love with that bike. He can't wait to get his hands on one.
Well, it's funny you should say it because I was chatting with him, you know, and I says, you know, you ought to really start thinking about, you know, doing like YouTube and doing reviews on motorcycles. As much as you enjoy them and as much as you like riding them. And he goes, yeah, that's not a, I says, and you should work with San Diego Indian, you know, like I said, and I'm sure they I didn't know you had a YouTube page. I said, I'm sure they've got a YouTube page. Because he's hardcore, too. The weather doesn't mean nothing to him.
Oh, yeah. It was raining the day, the last time we were in here, we rode?
He didn't care.
No, he didn't care.
Yeah, he didn't care. How many different model Indians does Indian have? I know I'm going to kind of put you on the spot.
So, we have the Scout.
Start at the bottom.
We've got, there's different categories. So there's, we can break this down a couple different ways. There's categories of bikes, and then, you know, we've got subcategories in those categories.
Wow.
So we can break those down if you'd like.
Sure. What do you want to do? Because if someone's not been.
All right. So that's not a problem at all. We can start with the Scout model. So the Scout model is going to come in two engine variations. So you have the Scout, anything Scout 60. So 60 stands, for people that don't know, 60 cubic inches.
Okay.
60 cubic inches translates into 999 cc. And a whopping 78 horsepower, you get a 5-speed transmission. That model is offered in a Scout Rogue 60. You get a Scout Standard 60, which is the one with the classic swept fender.
Oh, yeah,
Or you could do a Scout Bobber 60. And now, if we go what I like to call in the showroom, the Standard Scout, you have an 1133cc engine, which translates into 100 horsepower, 6-speed transmission. That bike is broke down to the Standard Scout, which is going to be that classic style with the swept back handlebars, the non-valence fenders, but they're still swept, so you get that classic Indian feel.
Mm-hmm.
We've got the Scout Bobber 20. Scout Bobber 20 is going to be more of a classic chopper look. You get a nice painted tank, ape-hanger handlebars, spoked wheels, solo seat. Then you got the Scout Rogue. The Scout Rogue is going to be the newest member to the Scout lineup. It comes with a quarter fairing. They call it a syndicate seat. The syndicate seat's bolstered in the back, so it hugs your tailbone and gives you that back support paired up with some ape-hanger bars. So you get a nice, comfy ride. Let's see if I miss anything. Oh, and then you have the Scout Bobber, the classic staple, right? So you've got that fat bobber tire, the bobbed and chopped front and rear fender.
Yeah.
And that's going to be your Scout lineup.
Okay. So what do you got next?
Next brings you into the Chiefs. So,
okay, well, let's go back to Scout for a second. What's, say, starting price for the base up to the one with the most bells and whistles?
So
just a rough.
A rough ballpark. I mean, so if you're looking at this, starting at the Scout 60, Scout 60s are going to be a little bit more cost-effective. Scout 60 is more geared towards the person that's maybe just commuting back and forth to work, having a good time out on the weekend, or maybe a first-time rider. That's
right.
A good bike because it does have a low price point. I have seen them in the past where we've got you can order a black metallic non-ABS. So if you get one without any of the bells and whistles,
right.
I've seen it sell for $10,000.
So okay, and then if you load it up and you say I got to have it all,
load it up all the way to the top. You go, you get pretty much the best you can possibly do on a Scout. I could say the top you're looking maybe like 14.2.
Okay, well that's not bad. $4,000 window between the low and high.
No, but there's so much to unpack.
Well,
you get
know.
A lot of bunch of different features.
Well, I'm not talking about accessories. Yeah. I'm just talking about as it comes.
Yeah, as they come right out the box.
Okay, so we got 10 to 14 roughly there. Okay, so let's say we've had that bike for a couple of years. Now we're going to move up to the next level. What would be that?
Yeah, so you're moving up to the next level. So that bike I didn't mention on the Scout. The Scout is liquid cooled. So that engine is 100% liquid cooled. And now we're going to move into an air cooled motorcycle. So the first line in our air cooled motorcycles are going to be the Chief lineup. So the Chief is going to carry either a 111 Thunderstroke engine or a 116 Thunderstroke engine. A 111 Thunderstroke engine is going to be 1811cc. And the 116 is going to be 1,890cc.
Okay.
So that Chief is going to come in several different options. You're going to get the Indian Chief. Then you're going to get the Indian Chief Bobber. And then they have the Sport Chief, Dark Horse. In the end, that's going to carry the 116. The Chief and the Chief Bobber are going to carry the 111. And then you've got something called a Super Chief. Super Chief is going to be your entry-level touring bike. So it's going to have those beach bars, some saddlebags, and a nice windscreen up front for you. But then you move into – there's another section of Chiefs, right? So you've got Chief Dark Horses. So a Chief Dark Horse is going to have the premium features. So you're going to have the 116 Thunderstroke. You're going to get the nice ride command display. And then
– ABS.
So of course. And most models, Indians, just so everyone knows, you know, they will come with ABS unless you specifically order it without
it. Oh, okay. All right. So what's the weight difference between the Scout and then the Chief?
About 200 pounds.
Okay. So now we're at the Chief.
Yeah. So we got a couple more models to unpack there in the Chief, too. You've got...
Tell you what. Hang on to that for a second. We do have to take a break. So don't forget. I'll forget, but don't forget. We're talking Chief. We're in the middle model line right here on Indian Motorcycle San Diego, FM 96.1, AM 1170, The Answer. folks. Welcome back. You're listening to Indian Motorcyclist San Diego Radio right here on FM 96.1 AM 1170. We've got Dalton in the house, and we're basically talking about the 2024 lineup coming out, because Indian does have a lot of motorcycles, okay? So we've never really, in all the shows we've done, we've never really sat down and kind of broke it down. And since Sarah's not here to take all the sunshine and put it on her, we she's probably listening. I'm going to get in real trouble for that. But Dalton, being the sales manager and all, actually, I'm actually testing him to see if he's got his act together. Okay, so we're in the middle of the Chief, because we went from Scout to Chief.
The Chief. So I believe I left off at Chief Dark Horse. So
I think you did.
So keep in mind, any one of the Chief models will come in a premium package. The only one that's not going to be offered in a Dark Horse is going to be the Super Chief, but we'll get into that a little bit later.
Okay.
So we have the Chief Dark Horse, which comes with the 116. It's going to have that Ride Command display, and then we move into the Chief Bobber Dark Horse. So Bobber Dark Horse is going to be a different trim package. It's going to give you some taller handlebars, spoked wheels, and a nice solo seat. And then you move into the Sport Chief Dark Horse. And I believe we spoke about it briefly on it earlier. But the Sport Chief Dark Horse, as you guys know, comes with the 116 Thunderstroke Fox piggyback shocks in the rear. They give you a nice inverted front end, which is one of the most exciting bikes we've had in a long time. That bike performs. You get Brembo calipers in the front, almost a large style, Buell style rotor.
Wow.
The front, dual discs.
Would you consider
bike.
That your performance bike?
I would consider that one of them. As you know, Indians started off as a race team, so a lot of our motorcycles are going to have a lot of race inspired
features to it.
Features.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So are we done with the Chiefs?
We're done with the Chiefs, but before we go up to the Baggers, there's another variant. Then now that we bring ourselves into
because I want to know what the price range is from there, from the base. Chief.
Oh, yeah. Your base Chief could run you anywhere from base to top end of the Chiefs. You're going to run anywhere from 16 to 20. 20 on the very top end.
Okay.
But the Super Chief that was the one of the bikes we didn't talk about. It's the last in the Chief lineup. It's that touring bike. But it comes in another package, the Super Chief Limited, which is going to be chrome, lots of nice flashy paint. So anything in the Indian world that is limited is going to be flashy, chrome, decked out, and then anything Dark Horse, you're going to get a black engine trim.
I got
and then
you.
Everything's going to be nice. Stealth is night. Mm. But now, before we move into the Bagger series, we have one of our bikes that we hold close to our hearts because, Indians started as a race team, the FTR. So the FTRs, there's a bunch to unpack there. The FTR stands for Flat Track Racing. So the FTR competes in a race series called the Hooligan Series.
Yep.
It started off as a race bike. We never really intended to sell it to the public. Everybody wanted it and wanted it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, because so, it was strictly a race bike.
It was strictly a race bike. But this thing, it's going to be like a standard setup, naked, upright sport bike. You get 1,203 cc's and 120 horsepower.
And what's that thing weigh? Probably 400 pounds.
500 pounds.
500 pounds tops. So it's all get up and go.
Yeah, it's all get up and go. I mean, that bike, because it's a liquid-cooled V-twin, it's a very similar engine to the Scout.
Wow.
This thing just oozes torque. I mean, every single gear is long, and you can really go out and have a good time on that bike. And you got your FTR base model. And just to break it down, there's not very many differences. It's
going
to be trim and styling packages, but there are a lot of differences. So you've got FTR base, which is pretty much just going to come standard. That's how the bike looks, you've seen on the track. And then you move up, you've got an FTR Sport now. So the FTR Sport comes with that nice, sleek 4-inch Ride Command display.
Okay, so let's talk just a little bit about that Ride Command display. What is that?
So Ride Command is going to be a module that allows you to have GPS. It's interactive with your cell phone, too. So if you have a Bluetooth communicator, like a Senna or a Cardo attached to the side of your helmet, you're going to have buttons that are interactive with haptics to the Ride Command display,
uh-huh.
So you don't have to reach up to control your phone. If you want to answer a phone call and talk in your helmet, you can.
No.
Yes, and if you want to maybe change a song, you've got that on your toggle switch on your left or right handlebar, depending on which model you're on.
All right. Sounds like that'd be something everybody would want on any bike, even a Hooligan.
Oh, yeah. They're plenty useful. They're plenty powerful. The GPS is super interactive. And the best part about it is you can interact with any Ride Command display the Indian sells with a pair of gloves on.
No kidding.
Yeah, it's a big deal because, I mean, we've made some incredible machines, you know, we also are giant advocates of safety.
Sure.
And wearing full
gear.
Keep your hands on the bars.
All right, so we're at the Sport. Hooligan.
So we're at the Sport or the FTR, and then there's another model called the FTR Rally. So the FTR Rally is going to come with a 19-inch wheel, so it's going to be a bit taller as opposed to the other guys, which are running the 17-inch wheel. So It'll get a 19-inch spoked wheel with rally-style tires. You're going to get this year's model features a tan frame with a black and tan tank cover.
A tan frame. I think that's you guys have got to be one of the first because almost every frame you ever see is black.
It's black, white, or blue, or
really
red. You know, I've seen them. And then there's another model. The top of the top for the FTR is going to be the FTR R Carbon. R Carbon is going to be full carbon fiber. You're going to have a nice Acropovic exhaust on that bike, paired up with a set of Pro Taper handlebars. That bike is dripped out with all the race accessories you can possibly get. I mean, Ohlins front and rear suspension. Brembo brakes, steel braided brake lines. That thing is packed for performance. And the best part about the FTRs, they range from 11,000 to at the very top, 18,000.
I'm surprised your garage isn't full.
This is the problem I'm running into right now.
I had a
motorcycle in the living room just a couple months ago. Motorcycles in the parking space. I can't get enough of it.
Well, and it doesn't hurt. It doesn't hurt to work for Indian Motorcycle San Diego.
It definitely has its perks. I'll tell you that.
Yeah. All right. So we're done with the FTR. So,
yeah, we're done with
the Hooligans.
Yeah. Well, so they would be the called the FTRs.
Okay, the FTR.
FTR, but they're racing the Hooligan series.
That's what you're talking about.
Easily confused.
Easily. Sorry. So now where are we going?
So now I'm going to take you into our baggers. So
this is if you want to go cross country.
This is cross country. This is cruising. You're going out cruising. You are comfortable. You are in the king's seat. So I can speak true to this. I parked my bagger downstairs. So what I'm going to talk about the next set of bikes is going to be the Indian Chieftain. So the Indian Chieftain is one of our staple bikes. The Chieftain is going to come with remote locking saddlebags. It's going to come in three different packages. You can get it in a base, a dark horse, or a limited.
Okay.
So at your base model, we'll start there. Your base model is going to come stripped down, pretty much set up for anyone who wants to get into a bagger, but maybe doesn't care about the GPS as much or the remote locking saddlebags or crash bars, because you know what? They're going to take this thing out to the track. They're going to go have a good time. And then when they're done with that, they're going to ride the bike 200 miles back home.
Wow.
You know, so that bike.
So it's track capable.
You can track any one of our bikes. there's another model that people do take out and track. I had a customer come in the other day. He was talking to me and said, hey, you know, I really don't care for all the bells and whistles. I want a base model because my plan is to take it out to the track. We're going to deck it out with a bunch of different performance accessories and, you know, really go out and have ourselves a good time.
Well, he knows where he's going.
All right. Yeah. And, as far as the Chieftains are concerned, you get the 111 Thunderstroke or the 116. So 111 is only going to be found on the base model.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to go into the 116. You'll get that on the Limited. So the Limited, again, is going to be dripping chrome. You're going to have lots of flashy paint colors. It's going to be, you know, a harder-to-find motorcycle. Those bikes tend to get grabbed up right away.
Oh, really?
And then you got the Dark Horse, which is going to come in a matte finish. So these bikes, all three of them, will have a 5.5-gallon fuel tank. You'll get those saddlebags combined. It's the 28 gallons of storage, plus or minus some. An adjustable, electronic adjustable windscreen. You'll get an LED headlight and LED turn signals and LED taillight.
Wow. So, and they price from?
They price anywhere from 22 at the very bottom of that bike I have got on sale in the shop right now is selling for right around 22, all the way up to 28 at the top end.
Okay.
And then there's special edition bikes.
And then there's accessories.
Right.
And that's another two-hour show.
I could go. There's a million years we could spend on accessories. And before we leave the Thunderstroke series of the baggers, I couldn't let out my my favorite. So we have another bike that is called the Indian Springfield. The Springfield is going to come in two different packages right now. So you get just the Indian Springfield with the 111, and then you have the Indian Springfield Dark Horse. So the Springfield, unlike the Chieftain, it doesn't have the bat with a nice fork-mounted batwing fairing. It's stripped down. It's going to be very similar to just kind of like what you could imagine a classic motorcycle looks like. Mm-hmm. And the Indian Springfield, we'll start there, is going to be one of our most classic resembling motorcycles. So it really pays homage to, you know, how Indian started. You're going to get valence fenders. You're going to get the nice light-up headdress on that guy. You're going to get the 111 Thunderstroke all dripped out in chrome, remote-locking saddlebags, passenger floorboards, genuine leather seat, bull bars. You actually get highway driving lights on the Springfield. It's a great value. Again, we've also got one in the shop for sale. And that these bikes, they run anywhere between $22,000 to $24,000 at the top end. Wow. But then, and then you go over to the Springfield Dark Horse on the other side of the house. Dark Horse are going to come with those nice, sleek, dark paints. You're going to get everything's pretty much blacked out. Ape hanger bars. There's so many things that you can do with the Springfield Dark Horse.
Now, when you get up into the bagger, do you have like heated handlebars and heated seats?
So you have them available for add-ons as well.
Okay,
but you know, not everybody likes the heated grips.
But it's an Indian add-on.
Oh, absolutely! I got heated grips on my bike. I use them this morning.
These people that tell you they don't want heated grips or seats—they're
jealous.
That's because they've never had heated seats or grips. Well, yeah, I know. That's all it takes is one ride around the block on a chilly morning, and you're going to say, okay, that sounds pretty good. And of course, sound systems.
Yeah, sound systems. So all three of those bikes are going to have sound systems. We're talking about the Chieftains. The Springfields aren't going to come with a sound system, but they can be added into the saddlebags.
Oh, okay.
So we have a system called a power band audio system. You can put them in the rear saddlebags on that Springfield. So although you might not have anything up front, you can get music from the rear with a controller module that'll be installed on your handlebars.
Gotcha. And I like the fact that, you know, it's Bluetooth. You know, when you got Bluetooth capabilities, you know, it's really endless.
Bluetooth capabilities, and then going back into Ride Command, if you have one of those Bluetooth communicators, like a Senna, Cardo, Lexan, etc., you can actually access Apple CarPlay if you have an iPhone.
No kidding.
Yep.
Yeah. So, and you know, I got to tell you, outside of accessories, because accessories will get everybody, they're very reasonably price bikes. They really are.
If you look in the market today and you actually look and see what's out there, I mean, they're probably, at least a quarter of the price under the competitor, and you get twice as many features and options for a more affordable cost. I don't know any other way to look at it.
No, I agree, because I keep my eye on the market myself, and I think one of the things that make Indian stand out is the fit, the finish, and the styling, you know, and the attention to detail, you know, where the frames are put together or the engines are put together, where they could have just had a solid cover, you know, they machine it, you know, they do things to it just to be different than the competition and make it stand out.
No, absolutely. And, you know, they think about the things that people just don't like, those three, all those models, even the Thunderstroke model motorcycles that I spoke about, the Springfield and the Chieftain series, they got a Fox Air monoshock in the back. Like, who'd have thought to do that? You know, it's something that no one else is thinking about. You know, everything about the bike, and I've done YouTube videos on our channel where, you know, I talk about our motorcycles being like a bank vault, because nothing feels cheap, nothing feels plasticky.
Right.
Everything, to put them in comparison side by side with our competitors, I'd say it's like putting a Chevy up against a GMC Denali or a Cadillac. You know?
Well, you know, and I talk to people all the time, and you probably have better numbers than I've got, but I've been told that at least 75 to 80% of the people that go from a competitor to an Indian stick with Indian.
And they do.
And that number could be higher, but that's just kind of the number I've seen.
I'd say that's fairly accurate. You know, there's a local motorcycle club, actually a nationwide motorcycle club, that comes into our shop. And I'd say 90% of those guys came in just with their buddies hanging around, you know, and on their Harleys. And, you know, they came in, they traded them right in for Indians.
Yeah. Wow.
We went out on a couple test rides, and that's all it takes,
that's
guys.
All
you
it
get
takes.
Out and ride these motorcycles. Because
and you can do that, and San Diego, or Indian Motorcycle San Diego, will be more than happy to hook you up. All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, we got a whole lot more to chat about right here on FM 96.1 AM 1170, The Answer. All right, folks, welcome back to Indian Motorcycle of San Diego Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170, The Answer. 9240 Claremont Mesa Boulevard. Check them out. You can go to their website or give them a call at 858-277-0422. Not only do they sell motorcycles, they service them. They're open Tuesday through Saturday, and they're there for you. We've got Dalton in the house. Sarah's on the way, I understand. So we'll give her a segment if she smiles real big. But Dalton and I, we've been going through the lineup, and we've got, what, two left?
We've got two left. So the next bike that we're going to go into is probably one of our most famous bikes at the moment. So we have a racer that races for us for Indian Motorcycle. His name's Tyler O'Hara. Tyler O'Hara rips around the track in a series called King of the Baggers. So Tyler O'Hara is on an Indian Challenger. Indian Challenger is going to come in three different packages. And now the Indian Challenger is very special because it is also a liquid-cooled motorcycle. So you have a liquid-cooled bagger. It's unlike anything else that anybody's seen around. 1,796 cc, 128 foot-pounds of torque. I mean, this bike really moves.
Wow.
It's got a lot of performance. You're going to get that nice fixed frame-mounted fairing. You're going to get 6 gallons of fuel capacity. You're going to get all the same features we talked about on the Chieftain, remote locking saddlebags. You're going to get the adjustable windscreen. They've got lots of airports to get you a nice wind flow in on a hot summer day. Or if you know it's cold like it is right now, you can close them up and keep yourself nice and toasty.
That's nice.
I like to call the fairing that's on that bike the wall, because when you in terms of wind protection, it's some of the best that you can get. 6-speed transmission on that bike, and it's offered in a base model. It's offered in a limited package where it'll be like a those flashier paints, the chrome again, and then it's offered in a Challenger Dark Horse.
Okay.
And there are some special edition bikes, but we won't talk about those today, that are released every now and then throughout the year.
Okay.
So that's going to be your Indian Challenger. It's a very special bike to us. And then there's two more bikes that we need to talk about. Well, three. I'll just talk about the model themselves because there are separate subcategories, but you all will understand. There's the Roadmaster, which is going to be on a Chieftain platform, and then you're going to have the Pursuit. So the Roadmaster is going to be offered in a base model package, which is going to look like a very different bike than you've seen. It's going to be more classic to, you know, when we, you know, we've come back and we paired up with the Polaris Corporation. We'll have the Indian Roadmaster will come with the 116, and then you have the Roadmaster Limited. That Roadmaster Limited is going to have a heated and air-conditioned seat, heated grips, a nice tall touring windscreen. You're going to have your tour pack in the back. You're going to have lower leg fairings. That 116 Thunderstroke, again, and that air monoshock by Fox. That's going to be your Roadmaster. And then the next lineup is going to be the Pursuit, which is on the Challenger platform. The Pursuit is going to only have a heated seat. You'll have heated grips, all the tour packs, and your touring windscreen.
Ta-da! She made it. She made such. Sorry, you can't sit in your chair because you were late.
Thanks.
No, that's his. That's your chair, but because you run a little behind schedule.
I'm not behind.
We're running on Sarah's time. Pull that little cover off that mic, and then that. There we go. All right, so you've been listening. We've kind of been running around from A to Z on all the different bikes, from weight differences to price differences, and we're almost to the end.
No, that was the end. That's the full line.
All right, that's the full line, and we haven't even talked electric.
No, we have. We've got our other side of the business.
What was that you rolled out Friday? I came by. Don't think I'd seen that electric motorcycle.
Are you mentioning the RAR that we have in store?
It must have been. I got there what around 12:30-ish?
It was around 12:30, I'd say, 12:31.
And that guy was all giggly.
Oh, yeah, he loved it. We're pretty much breaking them down. So our other side of the business is also a tailored experience. So you can come in, really break down and find an e-bike that's going to work best for you. You know, we've got several different models. We've got several different manufacturers in-house. And, you know, you could really go into the shop with no knowledge about an e-bike, never ridden one before, and have one of our salespeople come and find you and suit you up for the perfect e-bike.
Right. Hi, Sarah. How are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
Good. Are you ready for 2024?
I was so ready for 2024 before the end of 2023, long before that.
Yeah, I know.
But we're super excited, actually, because we're traveling. I don't know. I didn't catch like the first 5 minutes. So we're traveling this week, and we're going to the annual like Indian sort of town hall, and we're going to actually like see, touch, sit, and learn all about all the 2024s, see the new colors, all the new accessories in person.
Well, and the other thing, because he says, wow, he says, I've never been to one of these before. I says, you are going to love it. Because not only are they going to show you, but they're going to ask you, what do you as a dealer want? And then they're going to ask you guys, what are you doing for the community? How involved are you? And I told him, make sure you mention the radio show, but make sure you're on podcast, make sure you're doing the YouTube. Because, you know, not every dealer does that. You know, some of them just sell motorcycles.
Uh-huh.
And yours is an experience, not a sales experience. It's a true experience.
That's 100% true. And yeah. I promise you, I am so prepared for that open forum. I have all my notes.
All right.
But they really do a good job of listening to us. It's right. Not like any other place I've ever worked for, or any other franchise or company I've ever worked for, where like even the 7-Eleven annual convention, it's in February. Yeah. I went to that for years when I was a franchisee. You don't get to speak. They speak to you.
Right, right.
When you go to Indian, it's an open forum. I mean, they will hand you the mic, you will stand up, and everyone will go back and forth.
You're going to have so much fun.
And you know me, I don't hold back. So I got questions for them. I have lots to say, lots of exciting
ideas
I have.
Well, because you've got great experiences, I mean, really, from the consumer side of it.
Absolutely.
And the manufacturer side of it.
Yeah. Yeah, we have a great relationship. Yeah. And our rep, that his name's Caleb, our Indian rep, we are so lucky to have him.
Yeah.
But he is the best partner I've ever had between like a franchise and owner.
And this is all good for you, folks. If you're listening, what we're talking about is really for you. It's for the dealer too, but it's really for you as a consumer, because Indian wants to give the consumer the very best of the best, from sales to service. And, you know, by the way, what's the girl behind the counter that had the little flat
Tabby Tabitha?
She is the cutest.
She
thing.
Is adorable, and she's full of sass. Let me tell you, you think I'm a firecracker.
Fashion. She was the fashion diva.
She had her Janis Joplin vibes that day, right?
I know.
That's what I said.
I loved it.
Brim hat.
Yep.
And she had it almost looked like snakeskin pants.
She was so happy when I told her that. So now that she knows that you just said that and you agreed, she's gonna die.
Oh, she was stylish.
She's adorable. Yeah, she's great.
She really is.
And she's super knowledgeable too. You heard her on the news.
I know.
Talking about the Merla jackets.
That's the one that doesn't want to talk.
She wants to talk. You know, come on. She said that specifically so you'd make her talk. Let's be real. She nailed it.
I think you're absolutely right. So you got 2024 coming up. I know, you know. See, poor Dalton hasn't been able to say a whole word since you walked in the door.
He got 30 minutes.
Yeah, I know. So, I mean, what more do you want, right?
I had my time.
Yeah. Hi, Dalton.
But by the way, he did such a good job on explaining the models, the horsepower. We were talking about how he did that. He says when he first came to work for you guys, not working in a motorcycle shop, he would take brochures home.
Yeah.
And he would just, well, you know, some of that's military training, too.
It is. And a lot of it is also just, this guy is so driven.
Yeah.
I mean, I would trust him with anything in the world at this point.
Yeah.
And I just said, hey, you have 24 hours to prepare and he'll nail it. I promise you, he is the most driven. He's super smart. He can remember anything. But I was listening on the way and I hear it every day, you know, when he goes through every individual model.
Sure,
and I was like blown away. I'm like, dang.
I know.
He's so good. He sounds amazing. He really knows every single thing
passionate.
Like the back of his hand.
He's passionate.
And he's passionate and he rides
and
he has good taste in motorcycles.
And it helps being young because he's, you know, this is a career starter for him.
I think everything helps when you're young. It's always good to be out, right?
Yeah. Yeah, but sometimes you go the right way. Sometimes you don't go the right way. But no, and I'm super proud of him, too.
Same.
And absolutely enjoyed talking with him. Because before we go on, he goes, well, what are we going to talk about? Trust me.
Oh, Dave's got you.
That's what I
said.
Yeah,
I said, oh,
we got this. This will work out really, really great. All right, so anything exciting that you can talk about coming up? I mean...
Absolutely. You guys haven't talked about it yet, right?
No.
So we have a huge event. It is something that has never been done at our dealership. And it's my first time just going, you know what? We're going to kind of break the mold. We're doing a tent sale at Indian. So it's going to be no hearts, just horsepower. We're having like kind of an anti-Valentine's Day sale. It is the weekend before Valentine's Day. So I think it is the, what did I say,
10th? The 14th, be the 7th?
No. It's the weekend before. So
weekend.
It is
Friday and Saturday, February 9th and 10th.
Yes. Okay. So leading up to the event, we're having the best worst breakup story. So everyone has a good one, right? So you can submit it on our socials. You can come in. We're going to be able to post the stories anonymously so everybody will get a good laugh out of that. Anyone who wins will get a $200 in-store credit.
Wow.
We're going to have a ton of deals on like parts and accessories, but mainly this entire thing is about moving metal. We are going to have every single motorcycle in our dealership, new and used, on blowout pricing.
Wow.
And every single pre-owned bike is going to come with a free 2-year warranty. So you don't have to worry about if it's out of manufacturer, if it's not an Indian and you're concerned, don't worry. It doesn't matter if it's a Harley, a Honda, Yamaha, it's going to come with 2 years coverage. We're going to take care of that for you. And we're going to have a bunch of really fun stuff. We're going to have music. We're going to have food. We're going to have tent sales. I mean, me and Dalton are going to be there. So
sure.
Of course,
absolutely.
You want to come visit, you know?
And you ought to do like, you know, the ugliest Valentine contest.
Oh yeah. We do. We have some things.
We got a lot of stuff packed
in. I already had a feeling that you're halfway there.
As soon as I decided anti-Valentine's Day, I was like, oh, we're going for it.
Yeah.
I love it.
If you're
going to
do
it's
going to
be a great time.
We're going all out.
Yeah, even if you don't want to buy a motorcycle, come hang out, see everything. We're going to clear out some space so we can bring in those 2024s, obviously.
Are they coming, really good time. Are they right around the corner?
They are right around the corner.
Well, you'll find out.
They're not going to be priced like anything at my blowout tent sale pricing.
No. Yeah. Well, and this is a way to make room for the 2024.
100%. Yeah. So even if it takes a few months, we got to make space for them. But it's going to be a really great event, and I hope everybody comes out.
All right. Let's take a quick break. We got one more section on Indian Motorcycle San Diego, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
Don't let it win. Work gets short, and it's hard just to survive.
All right, folks, welcome to Indian Motorcycle of San Diego Radio right here on FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
That's Sarah, and we got Dalton in the house, and they've got a anti-Valentine's Day. So they're going to give away boxes of candy with nothing in the box.
Yep. No hearts, just horsepower.
I'm serious. You ought to just, and put little pictures and cards.
I love it.
I know you're going to have
all kinds of fun
with this.
Oh, well, I'm going to call you. You have good ideas, too.
Oh, come on. Let me get involved. We could have a great time. And, you know, folks, and the reason, you know, if you've been listening to me on radio for the last almost 20 years, you've never seen me have a dealership on. But when I first met these two guys, I said, OMG, this would be the greatest thing for the general public. And it sounds like, you know, I'm blowing smoke, but it's honesty, integrity, and an amazing product. And I've been with Indian for almost four generations. When they first came out, then they tried it again, and they tried it again, and finally got it right. I mean, I had one time. I was going to take it to KUSI, and I go, I am not taking this because it had the trying to think of the S&S motor in it.
Oh, you had a Gilroy in there.
Uh-huh. I don't even want to take them on trade.
I wouldn't either. And you know, and it really, I think it hurt S&S motor tremendously. You know, because these things were just. But today, now, like Dalton and I were talking, it's almost jewelry on wheels.
Well, and you know, Polaris
Well,
is who owns us now. So once they bought us, and then honestly, they just went so far with the technology on them, and it just surpassed everyone so quick. And then obviously, they have a very good eye because they're beautiful. Yeah, they are jewelry on wheels. That's
so
right. I like.
I'm
that.
A collectible, which is a disease in itself. So I'm over picking up. I mean, I actually went and picked up some Hot Wheels for my automotive Aww. Museum radio's daughter. She's 9, Morgan, and she has her own little Morgan's Hot Wheel.
Oh my
segment.
Gosh.
So he had these the red line specials for a certain price, so I went over and I got them. And I said, and he's got a motorcycle. I think it was a Honda Dresser. And I says, if you ever want to swing your leg over an Indian, he goes, no. I go, what do you mean no? No. He says, because I'll buy it in a heartbeat. He said, that's one of the most beautiful motorcycles I've ever seen. I said, well, you know, they'll take that thing right there and trade. All you got to do is kind of wipe it down a little bit.
You don't even have to wipe it down. Just bring it to me dirty.
Bring it right in.
It's all right. I'll take it.
But, you know, you get a lot of that. You know, it's almost like people are afraid because
I've
they know they're probably going to end up buying it. And the pricing. I mean, I still can't get over the price. From 10, 28, if you really punch it all the way out. And that's over like 15, 20 bikes. So you've got in between bikes as you can get. One thing I haven't asked, both of you be a good one to ask, trade-in value on a used Indian motorcycle since Polaris has purchased it.
So it's been such an interesting time lately. We've been talking about it a lot with customers because it's the end of the year and the 2024 models for everyone are coming out. So obviously that's when like NADA values and things start to change, except for on Indians. So since probably the Challenger started, and that's when everyone really started noticing our brand and they were like, whoa, Indian is back. They're huge. What's going on here? And it's just gone nuts since then. They hold their value, you know, like some of the highest end cars that you literally buy for that reason. You can get an Indian, and I have customers who can attest to this because I've sold them the Indian. They come back in and trade it in, and they've almost lost no money, you know? And you know, obviously they have warranties and maintenance, and we refund all of that.
Sure,
we credit
sure.
it towards their new bike, and their trade-in value is still, you know, you're never going to get your tax title and license. But as far as the actual value, like MSRP to NADA value, I've been doing this 22 years.
I was going to say, as long as you've been in business.
22 years I've been doing this.
Where could you ever do that in the past?
You can't. And I'm telling you right now, there are other competitors of ours whose values are just absolutely tanking. And it also helped us because in 2020, our brand went nuts and then we couldn't keep up. So for a while there, you couldn't get your hands on an Indian. People were pre-ordering and waiting months and months. So we didn't flood the market with inventory and everyone else just way overproduced. So, you know, if there's less of anything, it's worth more.
Yeah.
And the fact that they don't break down. So you're not taking in trades on Indians that have problems that need a bunch of work. So that holds their value too.
Right.
Big time.
No, and that's why I tell people, you know, when you go to purchase a vehicle, two or four wheel, do your homework. Find out what the warranty return rate is. Find out what the resale value is, because eventually you're either going to sell it or you're going to trade it in. Buy the extended service contract. So that way, whether you trade it in or if you sell it outright, people know you took care of it. Do all your servicing at the dealer, because nobody knows Indians better than an Indian dealership, because they have all the connections with the factory. They have the best parts and pieces. And she's talking with her lips and nothing's coming out. What were you saying?
There's actually, as you're speaking about extended service contracts, I just got super excited for a second.
Yeah, I noticed.
We have a...
You jumped up in the air.
there's a new contract out right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So normally when you purchase a warranty or an extended service contract, a maintenance plan, those are going to cover like your oil changes, the maintenance plan. You know, warranties are going to cover anything that's non-wear and tear, right?
So no
like
tires.
It's going to cover if you break down somewhere, if something's broken, but it's not going to cover like a worn out brake pad or a light bulb.
Spark plugs.
Right. Yeah. So now, and I helped write the contract, so I'm super excited about it, but it's a wear and tear contract. So it's going to cover all of those wear and tear items that you've never been able to get coverage on before. And that is is for motorcycles and our e-bikes. So it's going to cover anytime your brake pads wear out, anytime your, you know, your lights go out, anything that is normal wear and tear that would not normally be covered is on that wear and tear contract. It is not expensive. It is worth every penny, and you can do 2 all the way up to 5 years on that contract.
You know she's going to try next? Excessive wear contract. If you beat this thing to death, we'll still cover it.
That's pretty much what that is. Yeah.
That's what it is.
Well, have at it. I like it when people go hard, you know?
But you're a customer-oriented person. You know, you know, when I was in the car biz back in the 70s and 80s, I gave my home phone number out.
Oh, yeah. They have my cell phone number. Yeah, absolutely.
But all day.
Yeah, but you don't do that normally, you know?
No, it's not normal.
But I've always told people you can always tell a customer-oriented business when they are offering you their phone number.
Absolutely.
And I joke about it. I said, but I don't want to go to breakfast and see a customer come in that I have to jump under the table until they eat and leave.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Sure, because you've like dodged them. No, like, they already have your cell number.
I sold them. Yeah.
We never have that, honestly. We run into customers when we're out and about, and we just instantly know they're so happy to see us, and they're hugging us, and their kids know our names. We know their kids' names, their wife's names, their dog's names, what they call their motorcycle's names.
Yeah. The first conversation when they walk in the shop is a conversation. You know, it's not straight into the bikes.
Oh, yeah, it never is. I can't remember. Somebody contacted me about partnering with you, and I sent their information, so I think you guys are even working on doing something. I can't remember what it is, and I get so old.
We got you.
But it's all about giving back. So I'm really excited to hear back Tuesday, you know, from your trip. Is it one day or two?
Oh, no. We're leaving Monday, and then we're not coming back until Thursday evening. So it's a full 3 days.
You are going to make sure you take clean underwear.
you know what? He's literally doing all of the stuff that sales managers do, and Tim and I just looked at each other. We're like, he has to come with us to this trip.
So you guys are so kind.
It's
going to
be a bunch of
that.
GMs and owners and a couple sales managers, and Dalton absolutely has to be on the forefront of those 2024s because there's no one better in this industry at all right now. And I can say that not even just Indian, because I know everyone else in San Diego they have there. Dalton is top notch and absolutely needs to be a part of.
Are you
going to
make him sign a contract that he has to stay with you for at least 50 years?
He's already signed that contract. Come on.
Good girl. That's what I love.
Please.
But you're going to have so much. And you know what? Soak it in. And don't be afraid to brag. I'm telling you, because that's what a lot of these type of forays are. You're gonna have. I am so envious. And I'm going to Napa with Kia. For a press release for the EV6, so I get to go up
that
there.
That car is nice.
Yeah, I know. Cool. So I'm going to do a little whining and dining, and
Napa's the place to do some whining and dining. And you can tell them that you know someone who loves their Telluride Prestige Essex.
I will tell them. You don't even have to worry. Okay. That's what I love when I come to the dealership. Now the first thing I look for is a Telluride.
Yep, that's it.
All right, what's your website?
www.indianofsd.com.
How do they find your YouTube page?
So you can find our YouTube page the same way. We got links on our website, or you could just look up Indian Motorcycle of San Diego. We'll be the first page that pops up.
All right, and you're also on social media?
Social media, Indian of SD.
You guys are busy. All right, love having you guys in. Have a wonderful week next week, Dalton. I can't wait to
Thank
hear
you.
About
you as well.
Oh yeah, but I'm going to come back and check it out because I do these things all the time.
And no hearts, just horsepower. Everybody, come out.
That's it. Yep. Is that what it's called? No hearts.
No hearts, just horsepower.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. This is Indian Motorcycle of San Diego Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1178.
The answer.